Whether it's on a crowded street or in front of his bathroom mirror, Gion Smith practices poetry wherever he can. A teacher by day, Gion is part of the city's poetry community, a select group of artists who prioritize the intimacy of the spoken word. On this week's Notes from New Orleans, he spoke with Kelly Crawford about the convictions of poets.
Poets, writers, all artists, musicians, we all have to sustain each other, and we're all one degree of separation at a maximum from each other. A lot of us mix in different disciplines, and a lot of what we put into it, it's drawn from the strength of the community that we're in. A lot of times, you know, it's hard to even get a crowd to some of the shows. It is what it is. And so a lot of times you're relying on your other artist friends. You're relying on them to support you. You're relying on them to proofread something for you. You're relying on them to bounce their ideas off of you to inspire something that you want to do. You know, we're all in communication with each other. We rely on each other to be honest about our work. And, you know, we know we have a safe space for our work where we can be vetted without fear of losing our best idea to an entity that would sooner exploit us than to help us. So, you know, that just being in an artistic city is the kind of thing that can, you know, move you as an artist to do great things.
I gotta ask, tell me about how you think spoken word translates to the written form, or if it can translate to the written form.
Well, the best spoken word poetry is just about the artist and how they bring the words to life. There are spoken word poems that actually look really good on paper. You know, they're not exclusive of each other, but it's about what you bring to it, how you inflect. And I've seen some poems that probably don't look very good on paper that sound amazing when the artist takes it and puts life into it.
So if it goes into this idea of sounding amazing, are there certain characteristics that you love to see in spoken word poetry where you're like, oh, it gets me every time?
I don't have any go-to favorites. Us spoken word poets, we love when the audience engages with us. And so one of the things you might hear at one of the open mics, if I'm in the audience, you might hear me yell out, come on, poet. Or you might hear Icon the artist say, let him use you. Or sometimes, you know, poets won't be having as easy of a time getting their poem out, whether it's because they're caught up emotionally or, you know, sometimes we just forget the words. It happens. And then you might hear a poet take your time. You know, that's my favorite thing about the contributions that writers make with, you know, each other is the encouragement and the engagement.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to be that audience. So since you're an educator as well, I wanted to ask about, like, to know how spoken word and teaching have affected or influenced each other?
Well, a lot of spoken word poets are educators. Most of the poet's goal is to educate in some way or, you know, to deliver a message. And it kind of comes natural. But then also there's been a lot of poets who started off as educators were, you know, moved to come to the open mic for whatever reason and then became poets as a result of that. So, you know, there's a very strong connection between the two, especially in New Orleans.
Perfect. So for Nola V, I'm Kelly Crawford, and this has been
Gion Smith. Thanks.
Thank you.